Up next, we have Wesley Newt. Wesley's currently the general counsel for Irving ISD, but previously has worked with Eichelbaum, Wardell, Hansen, Powell, and Munoz, and as an assistant city attorney for the city of Dallas, and as an adjunct professor for the UNT Dallas College of Law. He has a particular interest in the humanities and sits on the board of SMU's, I'm sorry, I don't know the name off the top of my head, and I didn't write it on my notes, but SMU's Cultural Center that works to improve the arts in Dallas. I asked Wesley for a little fact yesterday about himself, and he said that he is formerly a Mavs fan for life. He's really putting that designation to the test. Like many of us, myself included, he has been in mourning for the last 2 weeks since they traded Luka. I know, it's tough. Thank you. Thank you for getting out of bed and gracing us with your presence and honoring your commitment.
Thank you so much for that warm and yet somber introduction. We are indeed in the city of Dallas mourning the loss of Luka. Hopefully, we find a way back in the future. But here today, we are going to move on to the topic of artificial intelligence as a core competency. Some of you may remember me speaking on this a little bit last year, not from an ethics lens, but more so, what is this? What is generative AI? And much of that is going to be rehashed in some way, shape, or form because it speaks to our ethical duties. So as we get started here, we'll keep that in mind, that as we learn more about AI, it speaks to our need to have a command of it moving forward in our practice. So a bit about me, you just heard it. I'm currently with Irving ISD as general counsel, and we're a district that has incorporated AI technology kind of sitting at the fore of it with some other districts in terms of implementing it. And so I think that moving forward, it's going to behoove us to learn about our clients and their uses of AI technology. So we're going to go ahead and take that same rudimentary approach to begin with and just define what generative artificial intelligence is as we get started. So like I said last year, this is typically a large language model. We talked about ChatGPT. We also have Google Gemini, Microsoft Copilot. And then obviously, if anybody has been paying attention to the news, we have the entrance of a newer model out of China called DeepSeek, which has upended markets. It's caused hundreds of billions of dollars in valuation loss for NVIDIA, a instrumental chip maker when it comes to generative artificial intelligence for these large data processing centers. So just having a general understanding of the landscape of AI and what is happening on the ground with some of these models and how we're becoming more efficient is going to be necessary as we learn more and more. So this is not an AI-generated image. This is an image of Bill Gates speaking with Mark Cuban, and it happened last Friday, and I was there. And so I thought that it was important to add to the presentation for a couple of reasons. So again, last week, you know, go to see Bill Gates in conversation with Mark Cuban back in Dallas. Bill Gates was promoting his new book, Open Source, and it tells a bit of his story and how he has managed to be, one, very focused, and then again, prescient at many times, honestly, being able to predict the future on some scale, right? So, for example, as a teenager, he dropped out of Harvard to pursue software when other companies were intensely focused on hardware. That is building the actual personal computer. So Gates discussed the impact of DeepSeek and how in a very short period of time, we have progressed from a chain of borrowed reasoning, brute force sort of model to a metacognition model that has advanced based on abandoning that dimension of brute force. And so what does that actually mean? What am I talking about? Well, we can consult a machine learning engineer for the details, but what matters here is I thought it notable when Bill Gates highlighted what he believes is merely a 5-year period by which the world of work will fundamentally...